Hey, this is YouthCast, and I'm your host, Molly Adams. Right now on TV and in the movies, where I and a lot of other people seem to measure our culture's capacity for human tolerance and understanding, most queer characters are teenagers and young people. Now, of course, youngs are always ahead of the curve. But when the New York Times refers to last year, 2010, as the year of the transgendered person, something's up. Things are going mainstream. For the straight population, and even for some of the gay population, stories about transgendered kids are slightly uncomfortable. First of all, it's hard to understand. If you've always been comfortable in gender and in your body, it's something you may not have even given much thought to. Secondly, there's always this element of, but they're kids! How can they know what they want? Y Press in Indianapolis just turned out a series of reports on gender, from girls on the football team to stereotypes in the media. This story from Cheyenne Ahmad is called Transgender Youth, and it's pretty much what it sounds like. Interviews with two trans youth living in Indianapolis and talking about how they are living.
Being a teenager is difficult as it is, but imagine being one and feeling like you're the wrong gender. If in your bones you felt that everything about your biological gender just wasn't you. Some kids do feel this way, and they call themselves transgender. Biologically, 16-year-old Will, who asked to have his name changed, is a girl, but says he's more comfortable as a male. Right now, he's doing what some transgender youth call transitioning.
I feel very accomplished, and I'm currently busy being very, very trans.
He's not taking any medical measures to change his gender, but is in the process of trying to express himself as male by cutting his hair short and wearing more gender-ambiguous clothes, such as that day's outfit of long khaki shorts and an oversized t-shirt. Torrin Smith is a 21-year-old transgender adult, also from Indianapolis, who says society might be moving away from a strict definition of gender.
On the whole, I feel like we're moving toward a more diverse society where it doesn't matter if the girl likes the dump truck or the boy wants to play with dolls.
Still, transgender youth face many obstacles both at home and school. Will says both of his parents know that he identifies as transgender, but only his mom is accepting. He also says few students are open-minded.
We were in a Japanese club, and there are like three different forms of eye in Japanese. There's like a male eye and a female eye and then like formal eye. And this girl was very insistent that we all use the correct form of eye. And like half of the guys there wanted to use feminine eye, and I didn't see a problem with it. So I was using male eye, and she's like, "No, you can't do that! We're going by the gender in your pants!" And I'm like, what?
Members of the transgender community face a number of problems, from financial support to interpersonal difficulties. Many stem from a single and simple dilemma. Most people lack the knowledge of what being a transgender person is like. Mason Davis, a fully transitioned male and the executive director of the Transgender Law Center, a California-based civil rights organization, finds this to be especially troubling.
When we hear that a company has perhaps not treated a transgender person as well as they have or could have, when we hear about a student who's experiencing some challenges at school, oftentimes that workplace or that school is willing to make common sense changes to improve access for the transgender person. Typically, we find that the challenges that many transgender people face and the ignorance sometimes that we face, it is really from a lack of education.
This unfamiliarity with persons of fluid gender can also often cause financial hardship. A transgender person faces immense odds against finding successful employment, being twice as likely to be unemployed or impoverished as the average adult. Again, Torrin.
It's incongruous for employers when they see a name and they associate the name with a gender and then they meet me and I don't associate with the same gender. It's difficult because if I try to get a traditional role job, people are uncomfortable with it because I don't look like a woman, and so they don't know what to do with that.
New laws are being passed to protect members of the transgender community, such as non-discrimination ordinances in Indiana, so progress is being made. Torrin adds that transgender youth must learn to move past outside opinion when realizing their gender and decide who they are for themselves. For Y Press, I'm Cheyenne Ahmad.
That was Transgender Youth by Cheyenne Ahmad of Y Press in Indianapolis. Head to our website, youthcast.org, to find links to YPress's other reports on gender and to read an email interview with Cheyenne about how attitudes around transgender people differ even within our own millennial generation. You've been listening to Youthcast, a project of Generation PRX. Generation PRX is a network devoted to supporting, connecting, and distributing youth radio. Check out all the stories, discussions, and news at generationprx.org. Also, get on Facebook. Our own page, facebook.com/youthcast, is active and fun. You can connect with other public media fans there as well. This has been Molly Adams for Youthcast, where radio makes you wish you were young again. Ciao.